There is a movement afoot in our country where the Trumpian approach to thinking has been used and weaponized for a certain segment of the Black community. And that Trumpian way of thinking is first and foremost a grievance mindset, right? Not that Black people don't have legitimate reasons for grievance, but Trumpism and Trumpism weaponizes grievance, right? And it weaponizes division, right? So this movement, it's ADOS, it's other, these other things, is based on this idea that there is something so unique to the Black slavery experience in the United States that we should not be tolerating anybody else getting any kind of oxygen or help or support or legislation or whatever, because if they get any recognition or if their suffering is recognized, be they Bahamian or Haitian or new immigrants or whatever, then it diminishes our story because we're always at the back of the line. So you start from this grievance of we're always at the back of the line. And so therefore, the only way we can ever get to the front of the line is that if we push everybody else behind us, right? And that's a great theory if you're in the majority. But in a country where you're 14% of the population, that's a stupid theory. What that really is saying, well, you Black people, don't you dare connect with those brown Hispanics. Don't you dare connect with those Indians, those Asians that are immigrants. Don't you dare connect with that LGBTQ community. Don't you dare connect with those women who are on fire and allies for you. Don't you do that, because then when you get together, you might be in a majority. And we don't want you to be in a majority.